You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Betts with Gordon Chang, and we're speaking with our colleague Lance Gatling, principal of Nexo Research. He's in Tokyo. And we turn from the Ring of Fire to the Ring of Trade. And before that, the Prime Minister of Japan, Shigeru Ishiba, was said to be a placeholder, a senior figure, and that depending upon the elections for his party that has dominated the news since the Second War, I believe, at least since the 1960s, he was said to be departing. However, we have a mixed opinion about whether Mr. Ishiba is leaving. Lance, I don't want to summarize this other than to say that a week ago, demand for long-dated Japanese bonds hits 14-year low on PM resignation fears. And then suddenly, U.S. and Japan agree trade deal. How is it with the prime minister these days? It looks like good news, bad news.
As I believe I mentioned to you, Prime Minister Ishiba is made of sterner stuff than many people believe. He is playing his cards very close to his vest. He has a poker face. He tends to talk in slow, measured tones, doesn't seem to get too excited about anything, doesn't respond to reporters' shouted questions, has no problem in just walking through a crowd of reporters to get to where he's going and not respond, not even blink at anyone. And he's playing his cards very close to his chest. There was a story that he was had made up his mind to resign late August, early September, because there's a number of activities in August that is that are appropriate for the prime minister to attend. End of World War II, the atom bombings of Nagasaki and Hiroshima, and a large ceremony for all of Japan's war dead. Also, the Obon, the Festival of the Dead, occurs, the Buddhist Festival of the Dead occurs for the Tokyo region of Japan during those first 2 weeks in August. It's different timing in Western Japan. But just after that, there's a meeting of the African nation donors in Tokyo, and then the new diet session starts in the fall. So the question is, if they're going to try to replace Ishiba, when do they do it? They've already had an LDP internal meeting in which almost a third of the LDP diet members didn't even show up. So they're showing their disdain for Ishiba's loss. He's struck out three times, as some pundits would have it. The lower house, they had a bad showing. They lost their coalition majority in the lower house. In June, the city of Tokyo metropolitan representative body also lost. The LDP is now in second place behind the governor's party. And then this upper house election. Now, the upper house does not have the power to dismiss the prime minister. So with a minority in the upper house, even tied up with the Komeito, their minority conservative partners that helped them to form majority governments, the upper house does not have the power to dismiss the prime minister. He is elected by the lower house only. So Ishiba has two or three options. He can wait things out. He said he wants to wait for a postmortem of what happened in the upper house election by the party Cognoscenti and the elders. And that's going to come out in a couple of weeks, and then he'll decide his fate. He'll decide what he's going to do, or he could dissolve the lower house and sort of burn down the poker room, as it were. He can throw the whole thing over, and since they have substantial time left on their possible tenures, their terms in the lower house, no one really wants to go through an election right now. And the polls are quite interesting, even though Ishiba only has about a 30-35% support rate. When people are polled as to who they want in that office, Ishiba is one of the top, if not the top, of two or three in double digits. Even the Japan Communist Party supports his cabinet by about a 30% margin.
Gordon, you have a question for Lance about the cabinet or the prime minister.
Lance, the very poor showing in the upper house elections this month and the prior electoral defeats for the LDP, do people blame them on Ishiba, or do they just blame them on the LDP in general and its lackluster policies?
It certainly depends on who's pointing the fingers, as it were. The younger people want the older folks like Ishiba, who is 67, I believe, closing in on 68. They want them out of the way. They want fresh blood. Second or third most often mentioned possible LDP prime minister candidate is the young Koizumi-san, who is the son of the previous Prime Minister Koizumi. But yet that sort of epitomizes one of the problems of the LDP. They have a whole lot of legacies. They have a whole lot of name recognition from the older generation, second, sometimes even third generation politicians who have a draw. And the LDP has essentially been reformed and is still in the throes of what that means because of funding scandals and the association with the Japan branch of the Unification Church that was somehow involved in the assassination of former Prime Minister Abe. A lot of people are turned off by that. But once again, the question is, who has an alternative? Who's going to step in? Who's going to grasp the nettle and become the prime minister with all of these things hanging over them?
Lance, quickly, the trade deal. The announcement was 15%. The threatened was 25%. It's a week later. Is it seen as a success for Ishiba and the negotiators, or needs improvement?
I think a slight majority think that any sort of trade tariffs or restrictions placed on Japan is to Japan's detriment. Many people here see that as a zero-sum game, and they bridle against any kind of restrictions on what are pretty mercantilist policies, really. They want to trade, but they don't want to necessarily buy so much. Ishiba himself is touting this as a win, and he has probably 35-40% of the population that agrees it probably doesn't get better than this. He particularly points out autos, which was kept at a lower tariff rate, and metals. Both of these are heavy industries that are critical to Japan's techno-nationalism, if not in absolute numbers. They still are quite large, but as an indication of the approval of this deal, both the approval rating for Ishiba's cabinet and Toyota's stock went up in the aftermath of the deal.
And Gordon, your comment on the 15%, is that a success for Japan? Does that keep it in the game?
I think that it is. And Japan needs to remember that it has to have the United States on side, because China is threatening Japan. So just like the European Union, they decided to accept trade provisions that they normally wouldn't have because they made sure that the U.S. would defend them.
And Lance, final, the Kuril Islands, because I know that the Kido Butai sailed from the Kuril Islands in December of 1941. Is that still tense between Moscow and Tokyo, the Kuril Islands?
Southernmost groups of the Kuril Islands, the Japanese call the Northern Territories. There are two or three islands and a small island group. The actual largest island is actually bigger than the island of Okinawa, the main island of Okinawa. And the Japanese claim that the Soviets occupied that illegally, right, and it should have been returned. And Russia has said it's a done deal on the peace treaty. So certainly they care a lot about that. In fact, the map that I mentioned in the segment on the tsunami showed the northwest, the northern territories, those southernmost islands of the Kuril chain, island chain, as Japanese territory. In Russia, of course, they're shown as Russian territory. But this is one of the numerous unsolved sticking points after World War II.
Lance Gatling, Gordon Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.